USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All nine victims of the Dayton, Ohio massacre died at the hands of the killer. That's according to Montgomery County Coroner Doug Harshenbarger. He also says the toxicology report indicated the shooter had a mix of drug and alcohol in his system when he opened fire in a popular area of the city more than 10 days ago.
A pipe device was found in his pocket with an attached clear plastic baggie that has been determined to contain cocaine. And the assailant's cavity blood sample was found to contain cocaine, alprazolam, and ethanol.
One day after a standoff with police in Philadelphia, Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross says he's surprised the situation ended without more bloodshed.
In the beginning of that scene being there, I did not think it would end nearly the way it did.
Hours after the standoff ended, police were able to take accused shooter Maurice Hill into custody. This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind a wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.